The ABC has a new chair in Ita Buttrose and is hunting for a new managing director, but the crisis that led to the collapse of the national broadcaster's leadership team has not yet been put to rest. At a parliamentary hearing, there have been questions about the former chair's political interference and why the board didn't act sooner. And while the past is being raked over, the interim head of the ABC is warning programs will be affected if the federal government's funding cuts aren't reversed. Political reporter Melissa Clark.
Let's do it.
You're number one in the hottest 100 of 2018. It's Ocean.
ABC youth radio station Triple J decided to move the date of its annual music countdown, the hottest 100.
It's Ocean Alley Confidence, boys.
They decided to shift from Australia Day after feedback from their listeners. But then-chair Justin Milne had a meeting with Triple J content director Ollie Wards to try to talk him out of it.
Sort of made like a phone gesture with his hand and sort of said, Malcolm will call me and tell me I'm crazy.
That the chair of the ABC would try to influence the broadcaster's decisions because the Prime Minister at the time, Malcolm Turnbull, might not like it, was concerning. When it was raised with the board, one director, Dr. Kirsten Ferguson, says she argued against interfering.
I remember saying, leave Triple J alone.
Ollie Wards says he was told the board was split on whether to override Triple J's decision. But another director, Donnie Walford, says only the chair, Justin Milne, wanted to intervene.
We all said it's a management decision and we back management's decision.
Well, you didn't all say that, though. Because at least the chairman...
There was only one person who spoke differently to that decision.
This has all come out at a Senate committee hearing into allegations of political interference at the ABC. It stems from the firing of the managing director of the ABC, Michelle Guthrie, last year for unspecified reasons. And then, 2 days later, the chair, Justin Milne, being forced to resign over allegations from Ms. Guthrie he overstepped the line in an effort to keep the federal government on side. Labor Senator Christina Keneally grilled the ABC board members today about why they weren't aware of these allegations of political interference sooner.
Does that mean you failed to detect that the chair was potentially a threat to ABC independence and that your oversight and processes as a board were inadequate?
The board members made it clear they all held different views about how to manage the crisis when it unfolded, but all said they weren't aware of the allegations of political interference until the very end. Board member Vanessa Guthrie.
I was aware of tension between Mr. Milne and Ms. Guthrie, but I was not aware of any political interference or question of independence of the ABC.
Some of the directors have sought personal legal advice about whether they complied with legal obligations of being ABC board members. They were constrained in what they could say today due to confidentiality clauses in a settlement between the ABC board members and Michelle Guthrie. She was given a $911,000 payout when she was fired and has settled an unfair dismissal claim for an unspecified amount on top of that. It's a blow to the ABC. But the acting managing director, David Anderson, has a more immediate concern: next month's budget. Funding changes are due to kick in on July 1, and they would see the ABC lose $127 million over the next 3 years. Mr. Anderson is appealing to the Communications Minister to lift an indexation freeze and guarantee ongoing funding for news services.
It is difficult to maintain all of our services as they are currently with that budget reduction.
He's also criticised the succession of budget cuts to the ABC in recent years.
In the lead up to hearing that there might be a budget cut, to there actually being a budget cut, and then having to respond to it, is culturally damaging within the public broadcaster.
He wants the broadcaster's funding set 5 years in advance rather than the current 3 years with changes along the way. It won't be an easy sell. An efficiency review into the ABC has just been completed. The government only handed Mr. Anderson a copy of it last night. Many in the coalition would like to see more cuts to the public broadcaster. The ABC will be waiting for the pre-election budget in April to find out its fate.
Melissa Clark reporting.